What you teach him is you say to him, nothing is more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you're in alignment with your guidance. But parents have a very hard time bringing themselves to the place that they actually say that to a 13-year-old boy. Because it feels very strange to say, do what feels good, after society has been saying to you when you were 13 and everyone else, do not do what feels good, do not do what feels good, do not do what feels good, do what I tell you to do. And so it is quite a leap of faith to trust so much in well-being and trust so much in his connection with his guidance system that you give him that empowering advice that says, I know you'll know what to do. And further, nobody else knows what you should do. And further, I want you to trust your feeling even more than you trust my feeling. I want you to feel confident even in disagreeing with what I think you should do, because I'm far enough removed from your desires and who you are and your own guidance system that really these choices, especially at this time in your life, are not any of my business. I know you will choose wisely. That is the most empowering thing that you could, but you got to mean it when you say it.
And well, there are times that I could say that.
Yes, we can feel that from you. And you just, and so what you do, you watch for those times and you practice that feeling. And you watch for those times and you practice that feeling until that is the most familiar feeling with you. And then when there is one of those anomalies, when he's not connected, you've got all of that knowledge to fall back on. And you say to him, hey, we all get there at one time or another. We all sort of lose our way, but you know what to do. Now again, I want to say to you the same thing that we've been saying to everyone here today, that we're not wanting to guide you in terms of what to say so much or what to do as how to feel. In other words, we want you to practice the thoughts until you have discovered your path of least resistance relative to how to guide him. So we'll throw some of these out to you and you choose which feels best. And of course, it will be obvious, but sometimes it's strange how obvious it really is because it doesn't feel so obvious before it feels obvious. So,
that's obvious.
So, my son is still very young and still making bad choices at times. My son is very young, but the making of choices is important in his discovering of who he is.
I love that.
While there are choices that I would prefer that he make or not make, I want him to make the choices because how else will he know? In other words, I could guide him and maybe guide him to better decisions from my vast knowledge from life, but I might deprive him of ever gathering that knowledge himself. I like to be told what to do. I like to make my own decisions.
I like to make my own decisions.
I like to make my own decisions. He should like me to make his decisions. Or, I like to make my own decisions and he should like to make his own decisions.
He should like, yeah.
It's unnatural that he would feel resistance and not want to do as I say. It is natural that he would want to do as he says. I am so happy that I have achieved my connection with my guidance. Too bad he doesn't have any connection with his guidance. Or, it is natural that I've achieved connection with my guidance, and it is very logical that he is often in connection with his guidance.
Very often.
As a parent, my work is to demonstrate how connected I am. As a parent, it is my work to trust that he will connect. In other words, that's a big thing, because very often, as a mentor, as a parent, often you get so sure of where you stand that you want to use your sureness to guide them. And we would rather that they made hundreds or thousands of mistakes on their way to trusting their own guidance. It's sort of like saying to your son, or to anyone, I want you to learn how to drive. So we're going to ride around together for 26,000.